Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Welcome to my last story in the series, The Call of Moses. Moses has his assignment to speak to Pharaoh and liberate his people, the sons of Israel. Come and find out how the Hebrew slaves will react to this message from their God, and if Pharaoh will let them leave. Moses has his assignment direct from God, liberate his people from the hand of Pharaoh. Moses and Aaron addressed the leaders of the Hebrew slaves, and of course they were elated that their God was going to free them and take them to the land of milk and honey. Moses and Aaron went to see Pharaoh, with Aaron addressing Pharaoh directly. The God of our people, the God of the sons of Israel, has said, "Let my people go, that they may worship and feast to their God in the wilderness." Pharaoh looked up at the two men. "Who is this God, and what is he lord over? Why should I obey his voice and let my slaves leave their work? I don't know this Lord, and I will not let my slaves leave. Moses and Aaron, why do you distract my slaves from their work? Get back to your labors and build my city. The Hebrew people are like rabbits, and I will not have them cease from their work. Now go and build my city." Pharaoh called his taskmasters to his royal chamber and ordered them to increase the burden of work on the Hebrew slaves. He instructed them to stop giving them materials to make bricks, but still require them to make the same number of bricks each day. The Hebrew slaves can scavenge for their own materials. The Hebrew slaves cried out to Moses and Aaron that they had made Pharaoh angry, and now their life was even more bitter. It's hard to tell from reading the story in the Bible, which is in Exodus, whether Moses thought if he had a few tricks for Pharaoh that he would free his slave force, or if he knew this was going to be an embittered battle between God and Pharaoh. Keep your ear to the podcast for my future series about Moses and Pharaoh in the battle to let God's people go. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.